Jenna Zeorian is one of three bloggers on the allaboardharvest.com blogging site for 2010. She's right now in Hooker, Oklahoma, caught up with her via telephone to talk about her family's operation, moving from Texas into the Oklahoma Panhandle, then through Kansas up into eastern Colorado, and eventually to Montana later this summer. And she tells us a little bit about their activities as they've arrived, as we mentioned, in Hooker, Oklahoma.
Tell me a little bit about maybe your background and your involvement up to this point in the wheat industry and the harvest activities.
Okay, well, I am part of Zeorian Custom Harvesting and Trucking, and we are out of a small town just south of Omaha, Nebraska, about 30 miles. And our custom harvesting business is completely family-run, and everybody thinks it's pretty funny because it's just my dad and my mom, and then us. He has four daughters, and three of us are on the road. So it's a pretty much female-dominated family operation. But we've been in the business since, well, my great-grandpa started the business in the early 1950s. So I've done this my whole life, and still doing it today. We make our way from Texas up to Montana, and we travel all summer following the wheat harvest.
Okay. At this point in your travels, was this about your second or third stop thus far?
Yep, this is our second stop. We are cutting near Hooker, Oklahoma right now, and we just moved up from our first stop in Hamlin, Texas, which is about 40 miles north of Abilene.
Tell me a little bit about what you're getting into as far as the wheat there in the Oklahoma Panhandle.
Right now, well, they've had a lot of rain around the area, and here too, probably had, maybe 3 or 4 inches since this past weekend. So the ground is definitely muddy, but the wheat is dry. So we're cutting right now, just hoping not to fall into a mud puddle.
So you're having to kind of stay away from any mud holes, huh?
Yes. You got to be careful out there because it is wet.
What are you seeing as far as the quality of the wheat? Give me an overall report of what you've gotten into thus far.
They had a really good crop down there in Hamlin this year. It was an above average crop, and that was about 35 to 40 bushels per acre. Up here in Hooker, we just started last night, so we haven't seen a lot, but what we have seen looks like really good wheat. I was just out in the field riding with my mom in the combine, and we were guessing it was probably ranging from 40 to 50 bushels per acre, and the weight was around, we would say, 60 or 61 pounds. So it looks good around here.
So even with the rains, the test weights are holding up well, it looks like, at that point, at least the first indications you're getting.
Yeah, from what I've seen so far, it seems to be.
As you think about the wheat there in the Hooker area, of course, you've got some folks that are irrigated, but clearly you must be on some dryland wheat, right?
Right now, I believe we are on dryland. We have some irrigated spots, but we're not on that yet. So,
tell me a little bit about the equipment that y'all travel with.
We have a really small operation. We just run one combine. We've got a Case combine. We don't hire any extra help. It's just my family that does it, so there's five of us. My mom usually runs the combine, and my dad drives truck, and I am the cook and the part runner and what people call the gopher, I guess. I do a lot of driving, it seems like, running around all the time.
Well, that's important for that job as well. What from Hooker, how long do you think it'll take you to complete that particular job?
Well, kind of depends on if we get any more rain or not, but I'm guessing we'll probably be here for a couple of weeks. Our next for sure job is up in Lyman, Colorado, so that won't be ready until about the first week of July. So if we get finished up here and have some time in between, we might go over into Kansas and pick up some work there. So.
So you have some set customers maybe that your family has helped and worked with for a couple of three decades maybe.
Yeah, We've done some, our route has changed, of course, over the past couple of years, but a lot of the same, a lot of the stops that we used to go on, my grandpa, my great-grandpa used to go back there. Our last stop for the summer is in eastern Montana, and that was one of his original stops. So going back there is kind of like going home. Me and my older sister used to actually start school up there every fall, so that's pretty cool, I guess.
quite a bit of heritage there for your family, most certainly.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about you're hooked up with the group that is doing a lot of social media, doing some Facebook, some tweeting, this type of thing, in cooperation with the DuPont folks, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm one of the three correspondents for the All Aboard Wheat Harvest Tour, which is it's sponsored by the High Plains Journal and DuPont Crop Protection. And what it is the website, allaboardharvest.com, is a blog. And between me and the two correspondents, we post daily. We post crop conditions and weather conditions, along with videos and pictures. And then, like you mentioned, we also have the social media sites. We've got a Twitter page, which is twitter.com/allaboardtour. We've also got a Facebook, which is facebook.com/allaboardharvest. So it's just a really cool way for people interested in the industry and also interested to see how the harvest is doing to kind of stay caught up on it.
Jenna Ziorian visiting with us on the line from Hooker, Oklahoma, where her family is helping cut wheat during the 2010 hard red winter wheat harvest. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.